I'll make this real simple, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Thanks for the gift of your valuable time, and think to yourself why that is not played in every fifth grade classroom inside this republic we call these United States of America. I think I saw that when I was like 11 years old, right? Where did I see it? In school. Why do they not teach it in school? That's for you to decide, ladies and gentlemen. Those are your kids, not mine. I'll tell you, I've got my own precious ideas on this, and that's that they do not want those kids to grow up to be free-thinking citizens of a republic we were given. And let's get this straight. Just to start this out, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make this really, really, really clear to those of you that don't know who I am. My name's Sean Hoppine. This is Brush Fires of Freedom. I'm going to make this so clear, it's going to pierce right through the veil of your idiocy out there. I don't care at all. I don't care not a single iota about the color of your skin. I don't care about your gender or lack thereof or confusion therein. I don't care about your politics. I don't care about your religion. If you support raising my or my friend's taxes, violating our God-given natural human rights, if you support bypassing the rule of law, which is used to be anyway, the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the state of Arizona, if you support disarming me or my friends, or you support killing babies, I will resist you right up to including at the point of a gun. Square with God in the morning and square with God in the evening, and I will be the first one shot. I'm easy on that, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call somebody the expendable, call it this guy right here. Ladies and gentlemen, because obedience is not patriotism. Patriotism is the love of your republic, not the love of your government. It's time for everybody to have the Gadsden flag in their head. Do not tread on me. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming in. Nuclear Clock. Oh, my God, my glasses are not tuned up for this distance. Nuclear Clock says 109, and today, ladies and gentlemen, 19 May, year of our Lord, 2019. You guys, I am in one of those moods today, like always. In order to pull this off, ladies and gentlemen, the guys at Perfection Auto Works have been supporting me for 3 years and, I don't know, a certain amount of time. They understand that to actually have the shop and have it work down there, they've got to have honor, integrity, and strength to do what they say and say what they do. I've talked about this a lot. Honesty, ladies and gentlemen, in auto repair, it is the most important thing you can have. Trust, when you drop off a $55,000 car and you're looking at maybe what could be, if you've got an honest, organic mechanic at Perfection Auto Works, it could be a tiny little diverter valve on a turbo. It may cost $850. You may go to another shop and they may tell you it needs both turbos replaced on a BMW 330i, and that could run in excess of $15,000. An honest mechanic takes the time to diagnose the car. This is the key to everything, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the ability to change parts. There's lots of parts changers in town. Just keep throwing parts at it, ladies and gentlemen. It's your bank account, your credit card, or whatever. A real mechanic has to do the diagnosis. In order to do the diagnosis, you've got to have extremely, extremely expensive equipment. I talk about the $55,000 computer. There's like four of them down there. You got to plug the computer in the car. It has to speak to the car in some probably foreign language. And then the technician has to be able to figure it out. Guys at Perfection Auto Works been doing this sound for 25 years. Oh, watch this. Watch this. Tech tip. Where are we at? Tech tip, ladies and gentlemen. We had a really cool one. I like this one. Of course, it takes me a minute. Oh, where are we at? We're at 348 TS. Oh, sorry. Back that truck up. We're at Tech Tip 345 TS. They check the car just like I used to talk about, front to back, side to side, top to bottom. The defenders included, from the front of the ship to the tail gunner, guys. What do we talk about, tail gunner Joe? Look, guys, cars like the USS Enterprise, right? You're going to go out and get on that highway with a bunch of crazy people that are driving their cell phones, not driving their cars. It's just about like venturing into space where no man has gone before. Before you take the trip, ladies and gentlemen, think about this. Get over there and have the guys check it out. It's free 26-point inspection. Before you venture out on the roadway with your family, take the time to be a prepper. All right? It's called being a prepper. You know, they check everything out, and they'll give you a list. They'll give you an a la carte list of things that can be done, need to be done, and can be held off for later as your budget can afford it. If that was good English. It wasn't good English. As your budget, as you can afford it. How about that? And by the way, call Perfection at 323-8650. Keyword this week is free. Free, free, free. Call Mike and the guys at 323-8650. Stop by and get a free LED flashlight on me and the guys. And as a man said way back in the day, and me and Mike talk about Dr. Franklin, Dr. Benjamin Franklin, a republic, if you can keep it, guys, if you can keep it. Education, wisdom, knowledge, courage required to keep a republic. Also brought to you by my better half. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Check Mike out down at the shop at 1046 North Beverly. You can see it live where you'll see the kind of self-respect I talk about. You can also check him out on the interweb at perfectionautoworks.com. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? I should have wrote some of this down, right? I was just doing all this out of my head. Also brought to you by my better half at Biomed LLC, Danny, providing me a moral and ethical solution to my broken, busted up backs. Probably lost a knee this week for some reason. So sorry about that. I apologize. Walking around the mic here. She's been taking care of me for 5.5 years in my soul, but also keeping that, like I say, it's almost now a Snap-on toolbox. No more Craftsman toolbox. Snap-on toolbox, plates and screws. Plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws. The guys like me that actually run around and do things, jump up and down on the Jeep, jump up and down on the house. I know. Running with scissors. I'm still running with scissors. Didn't listen to my mom. Actually running with rifles when I used to have them, ladies and gentlemen. I was a big runner with rifles. You know, runner with rifles. Runner with pistols. Runner with shotguns. Well, sometimes you fall down and you need a little help. Danny at Biomed LLC provides that help. Fixing the chinks in my armors when they actually get broke down. And I generally do the damage to myself. I don't let other people do it to me. You can actually find her at biomedllc.org. Like I said, everybody that knows Danny and knows me, talk about way better half. Mm-hmm. By a long shot, ladies and gentlemen. Men in the... Any man knows. Without a good woman, what are we? Cavemen out there beating each other with sticks, trying to steal each other's game. We got to have a good woman to keep us in line. Anybody with a soul knows that. Also brought to you by my brothers in arms right down the street at Frontier Towing at 3630 South Dodge, providing, again, a moral and ethical solution to what I do not want to break down. Your car. I don't want your car to break down. I'm real simple on this. You do preventive maintenance for a reason. Because that breakdown, especially right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now, I mean, we've had a couple of easy days. I get it. It's only 85 degrees, right? So you're okay standing on the side of the road for a couple hours while your wife basically tears up and down your sitting side because you didn't take care of your car and you're broke down halfway between here and Eloy? If you get broke down halfway between here and Eloy, call the guys 748-1100, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Family-owned business here in this town for almost 29 years. Known these guys forever. Trust them with my life. Not just my cars. Trust them with my life, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty simple, right? 748-1100. Put it in your speed dial. And then let's hope you never use it. That's my gig with everybody in the audience. Let's hope you never use it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start out pretty simple. I've got to clean something up after the first musical interlude, I like to call it. Big musical interlude. Wow, 2 3-syllable words already. I feel like a star on my forehead, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you a little help on 10 simple ways to keep your kitchen actually stocked up, right? I was going to do a little food segment with a recipe, but I'm also going to help you out. Very simply, some people don't have the ability to cook for themselves. I see it all the time. Why is McDonald's in the Dow 30 right now? I don't know. Somebody will take 4 people in the McDonald's, 2 parents and 2 kids, and spend $30 on a bunch of garbage. It's going to basically give you cancer someday. It's probably going to kill your gut flora and make you sick. What you can do at your house, ladies and gentlemen, real simply, this is called food freedom. Segment, ladies and gentlemen. 10 things that are affordable and they're staples you want to keep in your house. Real simple. Not trying to rewrite the Bible, guys. Just trying to help you out. 10 things that you can buy really, really, affordable. I'm not saying cheap. I'm saying frugal. Okay, let's be frugal with our money after we go get it. Number one thing you want to keep around, keep a big container of brown rice. Not white, brown. There's a reason I say that. The unprocessed brown rice has a lot more nutrients for the human body. Quick to fix. Takes a little more time than white rice, but of course, it's better for you. Makes any kind of food better. You can take white rice, throw it with chicken, boom, you got dinner. Throw carrot on there. Boom. Done. Number two, always keep eggs in the house, ladies and gentlemen. You want a cheapskate way to buy eggs? Go to Fry's, go back to the egg aisle. You'll see some brown packages. It says grade B medium eggs. They're always $1.09 a dozen. And what they are is repacks. You know, one egg gets broke, they take 11 out of that one and one out of the other one. Dozen eggs, $1.09. Kind of like 18 dozen in my house. You can actually freeze eggs. Changes the consistency just a little bit, but they're still eggs, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, I got like 16 dozen at the house. Number three, all kinds of canned beans. Catch them on sale at Fry's, or you can go, I don't know, your favorite store. Always keep some canned beans in the house. I can take a can of pinto beans. I can take a poblano pepper, an onion, and about, I don't know, an inch of cheese and make me a meal. Done. How much am I into it? I don't know, 90 cents. A big old bowl of cowboy beans. Throw a little sour cream on top. Done, ladies and gentlemen, done. Oh, number four, everybody, we all know this. Got to keep about 10 dried spices in the house. You want oregano, you want basil, you want garlic, you want chopped onions, cumin, chili powder, obviously salt and pepper. We all have that. I don't need to put that on my list, but hey, you never know. And a couple of oddballs you might want to have. Tarragon. You can spice these up a little bit. They're a little expensive, but you know what? Buy once, cry once, ladies and gentlemen. We don't shop at discountparachutes.com. It's not a good idea. Hearty root vegetables, potatoes, carrots, turnips, rutabagas, shallots, onions. Now, shallots and onions are not hearty root vegetables. They have almost no nutritional value. But potatoes, carrots, turnips, some people don't like beets. I grew up in Utah. You know, hey, they fill you up. Easy to cook, chop them up, leave the skin on, throw them in the pan with olive oil, salt, pepper, boom, side dish, 101. All right, well, those of you that eat breakfast, oatmeal. Buy this at Sprouts in the big old bag for like, I'm guessing, 59 cents a pound. Boom, go get you a couple of pounds, take you one of the big plastic containers you threw your pretzels out of, put it in there, done. I keep mine in a mason jar. I got a lot of mason jars in my house. You guys know why I make barbecue sauce. Number seven, I'm not a huge fan of this, but frozen vegetables, okay? They freeze them fresh, you throw them in the thing, you got two bags of corn, two bags of peas, two bags of lima beans, and maybe mixed vegetables. You can take it out, throw it in the pan, soy sauce, olive oil, and some of your dried spices, you're done. Side dish, boom, boom. You can usually buy these things for a buck. Number eight, this is me, 101. We were just talking with Kristen on the way here. Chicken thighs. I like the ones with the bone in. I don't like boneless, skinless. I like bone-in chicken thighs. Buy the big package. Actually on sale this week, deal alert. I think they're up for 97 cents a pound in the family pack. You don't have to have the food saver like me. You can just take them out, put them in sandwich bags. You got four people in the family, put five in the sandwich bag, throw it in the freezer, ready to go. Take them out in the morning, cook them at night. Take two chicken thighs, my frozen vegetables, brown rice, dinner for $3, ladies and gentlemen. Always keep canned tomatoes in the house. Always. Stacks and stacks. As soon as they go on sale for 59 cents, I usually put about 10 of them in there because I can take my pinto beans, my canned tomatoes, about a half a thing of ground beef, cumin, chili, onion, little garlic, little oregano, boom. I got myself homemade chili just like that. And number 10, ladies and gentlemen, always keep yourself some ground beef in the house. Ground meat, or ground beef, ground chicken, ground turkey. Immediate dinner, 101. You can make taco meat out of it. You don't even need the packages. If you got your dried spices I talked about, you can make your own. It's real simple. Get on the internet. How do I make my own taco meat? You don't have to buy that $1.29 packet. You throw my ground spices in there. Throw some tomato in there. Throw some onion in there. Now you can throw a little green pepper in there. I put poblano chili. I'm a big poblano guy. Fry it up, you're ready to go. And what you're getting ready for, ladies and gentlemen, starting to save some money, starting to get a little bit frugal, back up, cheapen up, maybe strengthen your bank account for a little bit, Because you know what's going to happen here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's coming a lot sooner than you think, John. He's going to get us out right here. Freddie Mercury and Brian May. Boy, I can't remember when they wrote this, but what a great song, ladies and gentlemen. Right out of the bat. Fires and Freedom, where we actually do believe you only live once. Try to make yourself a worthy, nonstop adversary of evil every day. We know the devil has a perfect plan, ladies and gentlemen, but he did not see us coming along. We're going to have to recap everything he needed, everything that that song said, everything we learned. Learned. There you go. That's true English 101. Everything we learned. John Cougar, John Deere, and John 3:16. So we will recap, ladies and gentlemen. John 3:16. I know I'm repeating myself, but it says right there, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Brush Briars of Freedom is back in the Perfection Auto Works studio, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Deal alert. I've got a deal alert. Until Wednesday, you go over to Albertsons or Safeway, $1.97 for, what do they call this stuff? London broil, top round roast or bottom round roast. $1.97. That's cheaper than a hamburger, guys. Buy all you want. No limit. They've also got, they had another deal. It was a smoking deal. Now, we all know bacon is horribly expensive, but you can buy 3-pound packages over there for $8.97 a piece. I'm just trying to help out, ladies and gentlemen. Little, small steps, right? It's also financial freedom when you're able to cook your own food and be halfway intelligent with your money. I'm not talking cheap. I'm talking frugal. You went out and earned it. Government stole you blind. They left you a little, pittance or allowance, I guess is almost what it is. They leave you an allowance. What you do with your allowance, you gotta be somewhat intelligent, ladies and gentlemen. All right, in advance, we are at the point right now, I believe, if I've got this right, we are 6 weeks in advance of the third most important holiday of my year. Number one would be Christmas. Number two would be Mother's Day. Number three would be Independence Day. I don't celebrate the 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty simple on this. I celebrate Independence Day. Unfortunately, where we're at right now, and we're going to have some steps that you can take. It's called a homework assignment to the listeners, the most intelligent listeners in Tucson Radio of Brush Briars of Freedom. You need to start thinking about what we have become and where we're at if we actually did have our copy, which I keep on my desk right next to my computer. I have mine framed, the Declaration of Independence. I keep it right next to my computer. I don't do a lot of work on the computer, but if I do sit down at the computer, I look right to the left. It's sitting right there, less than 2.5 feet from my face. And down at the bottom, I've got a sticker. It says, democracy is not in the Constitution. Try republic. Kind of reminds me, keeps me in check, right? Think about where we're at right now. If we read our declaration, not that I'm sure not going to read that in a schoolroom or anything, but we as adults can read it. Think about where we're at. They tax us unreasonably, and if we don't pay, they will take the money literally right out of our bank account, or they will come to what we deem, this is a joke, we deem to be our property, and they will steal it from us if we don't pay their taxes. Now, I don't know, is that the same as 242 years ago? I don't think so. I don't think that's exactly right. What? I don't know. 241 years ago. 243 years ago. Sorry about that. In many states, this one included, we have to ask permission from our betters, masters, I don't know, slaveholders, to catch a fish, drive a car, own a gun, or build an extra room onto our house if we had a child. Wonder if those guys 242 years ago would have agreed with any of that. I'm going to go with not just no, but hell no. All right. Now, what does the state, why does the state do this? Because permits and licenses are massive revenue to the state. I was somewhere the other day, and where was I at? Oh, the acupuncturist. I'm at the acupuncture people. The state has an acupuncture licensure board. I wonder what those people make and what the pension is after they do it. Ingrid, how are you today? I'm sorry to make you wait. I'm off in my own private Idaho here.
Just love listening to to what you're thinking and saying. And when you were talking earlier about being frugal and good food and so forth, I started to think how you would have enjoyed, probably enjoyed, being at our Tucson L5 Space Society potluck meeting last night.
Ah!
Yes.
I gotta send you an email. Yeah, my email's changed, Ingrid, and I'll actually text you my email after the show. I do apologize. Oh. My email's changed. I need to get on the list again.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The Space Society promotes the development of space. And, you know, we're very busy with that. And last night we saw a movie, Apollo 11. It was wonderful. Nice to see
that. That's a great yeah. movie. That's Tom Hanks, right?
No, this was a documentary.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was 13.
I called it a movie.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I backed the truck up. I'm sorry. Apollo 11 didn't go bad. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And anyway, I was busy bragging about the 88 cents per pound that I paid for the strawberries that I brought. And
have you seen the size of these? I got some the other day. They look like baseballs.
Yeah, a lot of them are very big.
Oh, and beautifully, I was stunned. Okay, and Ingrid, I'm one of these guys, I actually kind of overbuy, and then I throw those right in the freezer. I don't even cut the green off or anything, and then when it comes time, I have a little ninja thing, you know, the blender. Throw them in there with a little bit of yogurt and some milk. You hear the motor, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Totally healthy.
And after the freezing, they're good to put in Jell-Os and things like that because they're a little soggy. Some people like their stuff soggy in a Jell-O. Anyway, when you develop, when you go to a new land or a new patch of air in the atmosphere and the universe, you have to have some rules for human conduct. And, of course, you talk about people getting along with each other. And
hopefully.
These are, trying to. So these are things that we have to think about, you know, the laws that we're going to have in space. Right now we're throwing all our debris out there and we're causing ourselves a boatload of trouble. We have to clean up after ourselves and quickly. Anyhow, you would have loved it. And maybe you can make it to the next one.
I will text you by email so that I am on the list. I loved going there. I like to be the, I hate to say it in front of you, Ingrid, but I will say it, the Christian anarchist at the table.
No, that'd be great. anyway, what was I going to say here? I told a gentleman about your program today, your show.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I hope he's listening. And he actually would be a wonderful person to talk about what the documentary was about.
Does he think we should pay like 65-70% of our income in taxes?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No,
I didn't know if he was the kind of guy I'd get along with, you know. And I'm sitting here like 2% would be completely fair, and some people say that 40% would be, I don't know, fair.
He has a wonderful sense of humor and a very neat way of looking at things. And I hope he's listening, and maybe we'll call in.
All right.
Anyhow,
I got to
thank you.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, well, I was going to say thank you for so many wonderful things to think about and reminding people to take advantage of the good prices in stores and to eat healthy.
Yeah, I mean,
you gave me such an appetite. I have to have my lunch here.
I like it. I mean, food inflation is ruining a lot of things, and people think that it's cheap. And I'm very careful with this because I know dietitians and I understand what happens. It's called the gut flora, and a lot of the foods that people eat right now destroys what's called your gut flora. And a lot of people go, "Oh, what's that mean?" Well, it's the way your gut works. There's a certain biology. I know this is gonna, I know science, right? There's a biology in your gut that allows you to be a healthy person. It keeps your pH right, and a lot of the processed foods will destroy this gut flora. And it creates a problem inside your body, and your body will not any longer process food correctly. And it causes massive health problems, which our country is in right now. We've got obesity problems. We've got people on 35, and I'm not judging. I'm just telling you the facts. Some people are on up to 35 prescriptions right now, subscriptions, thinking they need that to stay alive when no doctor should tell them what I would tell them. If you had a healthy diet, get out and walk 10, 15 miles a week. And I know people are like, what? Yeah, you can do it, guys. and just take care of this temple from God. Okay, whatever. Right. This precious gift from God, if you start taking care of it now, long term, you're going to work out a lot better, in my opinion. I'm not a doctor, and that's not medical advice. That's moral and ethical advice.
Right. And you know, you talked about the microorganisms in your gut. That can get out of whack in many different ways. And there are certain kinds of microorganisms that actually can make you feel very, very hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And you will put on weight.
Yep.
Because you're so hungry because you can't stop eating.
You are correct. And this can be solved. This can be solved very simply with a certain protein and vegetable mix. It's like one part protein, two part vegetables. Get off the carbs, get off the bread, get off the beer. So, who am I talking to, ladies and gentlemen? Probably me. But get off the carbs, and the carbs actually start to ruin that. You get on a, it's called caveman or what?
Paleo.
You go paleo. Go back to meat and go back to root vegetables, which is what they had. They weren't growing, they weren't growing cherry trees in whatever, 10,000 years ago. They were basically paleo, and a paleo diet fixes the body quicker than almost any other diet out there. And that's kind of how I live anyway, so I don't know.
Yeah.
All right,
thank
Ingrid.
You again. Thank you.
I appreciate your time, young lady. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the weekend and a beautiful week out there. John, get us out 1 second. I'm going to see this guy. He'll be up in Flagstaff. Oh, I think he's playing on the 7th of June at the Flagstaff Blues and Brews, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, ain't that the facts, ladies and gentlemen. And the ones that are out there that hate me, they don't know me. Not a bad guy. Live in Pexon Auto Works Studio at 10:30 a.m., the boys trusted local news and talk from the blue-collar heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Where I don't believe in compliance, ladies and gentlemen. Being a compliant slave teaches you to do something so vile and so disrespectful to this temple, this bag of meat and bones that I believe is yours. Eventually, compliance leads to walking into rail cars. In 1942, in Germany. Oh, it's not going to happen here, Sean. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they're only taking half your check, right? Another deal alert. Today's the last day, ladies and gentlemen. If you can make it over to Sprouts, get big old giant pineapples. They got big ones over there, 88 cents a piece. You can chop those up. I chop them up. I got a little thing that takes the pineapple out, chop them into pieces, throw them into mason jars, and I put them in the freezer. They'll last for years. Guys, I freeze everything. All right, a couple steps that we can make now that we've actually started to see, maybe guys like me, maybe I'm the only one that sees it, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I am in my own private Idaho. Steps. Question everything you hear on the news. Some people say, oh, this guy over here is giving me the news. Oh, and this guy over here is a crazy guy. Okay, what is media, ladies and gentlemen? It's corporately owned interests to keep us like a bunch of cats in a room and they got the laser. Ever seen a bunch of cats in a room and somebody's got a laser and people, you know, you can run the laser up the wall and people run up the wall and, yeah, oh, I'm sorry, cats running up the wall chasing the laser? That's about what the media is. Remember, four corporations own damn near 91% of all the news that you can see. I don't care if it's Fox, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, or CBS. They're owned by four corporations. And all four of the heads of those corporations go to the Bilderberg Conference. Do you really think they're going to go investigate the reason they were given that franchise in the Constitution of the United States of America? Their job, as my history teacher in 10th grade told me, and this was a man, ladies and gentlemen, he was not gender confused in Moab, Utah. He said, this is the simple fact, young skulls full of mush. The First Amendment was so those people with the typewriters and the printing presses would figure out that government is screwing you so hard, you have to pick up your guns and go start shooting. Chris, how are you today, young man? Welcome to Brush Fires of Freedom.
Good afternoon, Sean. You're on fire today, buddy.
How you been, young man? Haven't talked to you
good.
In a while.
I've been good. I'm doing laundry listening to you.
Oh, and, I know where you're at. Welcome to theeastside.com.
Oh, no. I'm doing laundry off Ina. I'm an all-father.
Oh, my God. Holy crap, man. You took like a 60-mile ride out of town.
Yeah, but When you had said about not complying, I will not comply, that just reminded me of the Democrats, since they're like the Borg from Star Trek, for crying out loud, and resistance is futile. And that's all I really wanted to say. And the Democrats are just so unhinged that I just don't get it.
I'm with you. but now
and you fight the battle, sir. You fight the battle.
Well, and I don't know if you heard me and Chris the other day. You think about Gandhi. You know, we were talking about you got to be willing. Okay, first of all, I'm willing to say it. I will take an ass beating anytime. How many times have I been in jail? More than probably all of you. Okay, I mean, simple things to me. I have a very, 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 very simple way of going about my life. I don't want to interact with you if it's not voluntary. As soon as force gets into the equation and people start telling me, but you have to, generally speaking, I'm going to get knocked to the ground, get an asphalt facial, a wood shampoo, and I'm going to ride in a cop car. I've been doing it for a long time, Chris. And not exactly the smartest thing in the world, but, you know, that's just, it's the Martin Luther King system. If you want to make any, I mean, I know I haven't made any changes, but I just have a real problem because I know the history of Nazi Germany, and I know who the real criminal was. It wasn't the guy that was hiding the Jews under the floorboards. It was the friggin' SS. The SS was legal in Germany, and the guy hiding the Jews under the floorboard, he was a criminal. Who's the real criminal? Who should have been shot? The guy in the SS helmet. Do you agree?
I agree, and what I would have to say to your comment right now would be God bless the Second Amendment.
God bless the people that will actually practice embracing your God-given right, your natural right, to keep and bear arms and be well-regulated, not regulated like regulation, regulated meaning at 600 yards, you can take a battle rifle and put it into a man-sized target. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just kind of how I feel about that. Chris, I appreciate your call. I got to take a break. We'll get back on my list. I know I'm only going to make it through about 10. Chris, have a great day. God bless you, sir. And good talking to you, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, that is called real music. Becker and Fagan. Walter Becker, God rest your soul. This was written in 1972. So I actually have to think about it. That's 47 years ago. I was 6 years old, and these guys were knocking this down. Thanks for the suggestion, Mike. Mike wanted me to tell you, if you want to stop over by the shop at 1046 North Beverly, he will give you free of charge, free. Talk about Mike going crazy. He will give you a copy of this document we call the Constitution of the United States of America. You can do like me. I keep this. I don't know if he still has the Citizen Rule Book, one of my favorites, teaches you all kinds of stuff and has lots of stuff about being a real citizen of a real republic. What are other things you can do as you start to declare your life a life of independence? Number one, question absolutely everything you hear on the media, the right, the left, in my opinion, it's all fake news. If Disney owns three of the networks, do you think any of the networks are going to go investigate Walt Disney World's hiring practices, which is basically the same hiring practices of 1959 or 1969 airline stewardess things? You know, you got to look this way. You got to be able to walk through this box. You got to have a certain endowment. You think any of the media would investigate that? Well, I wonder how I know about it. Gee, I don't know. All right, number two, call out the media. When you hear somebody in the media, I don't know if I do it, call me out. If you hear them talk out of both sides of their mouth like, oh, I hate this tax, but I'll have that politician in here and I'll basically rub his back and, I don't know, I'll hold his chair, I'll pass him water and I'll say, oh, man, you're a really good guy because you're a Republican, even though you just screwed every one of my friends out of $32 on every single car driving on the road. Oh, but you know what that's called? Talking out of both sides of your friggin' mouth. Call everyone out that does that. It's only $32. Oh, it's only once a year. All right. Like I said, his shoplifting will give you a record for life. Doug Ducey pulled off the biggest shoplifting in the history of Arizona. Good God, ladies and gentlemen. Call him out. Go ahead. Make the call. 790-2040. Tell them what they are. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves if they don't call these people out. I'm pointing at an empty chair. Brilliant, Sean. All right, number three, you want to get a little independent? Get out of the banking system. Be your own banker. A little bit, okay? Some people are scared of this, and I can understand completely. It is very risky to be me. My personal protection is my personal responsibility. I don't want to wake up one day and go and see that Bank of America has a big close sign on the window, and they got six figures of my money in there, and I can't get any. I am my own banker. I keep my own bank at my house for a reason. If there is a slight hiccup in this monetary system, I don't have to worry about not going down to the bank and or being able to go to an ATM and, oh, God, I can't get $20 to go get myself some Chipotle or whatever. Whatever people eat. Sorry. I don't want to pick on Chipotle. I hear it's really good. Number four, every single day, spend a little time educating someone else. People might think this is crazy. People might look at me and go, oh, that guy doesn't know nothing. Well, you know what? Almost every single day of my life, I take some time and I talk to somebody about the things I believe and why I believe them and why I look to people like Jefferson, Thomas Paine, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, and the great leaders Samuel Adams and John Adams. Why do I look to those people and not the people in power right now? Because none of those people had this theory they were going to steal me blind until the day they put me in a box. Those people did not practice theft. They knew what force was, and they knew when to use it, and they didn't use it every single day against people like me and my friends when they stole them friggin' blind. Number five, get others involved in the fight with you. Got a problem? Tell other people about it. I don't do social media. A lot of the things right now are built on social media. I don't do any of it, and there's a reason. There's a very complex reason about that. I am completely private about my life. I don't want to give myself up to some government stooge sitting somewhere in, oh, gee, I don't know, wherever the CIA is based, Langley, or some AI program to look at what I do and figure out what I'm going to do later. Guys, but always get other people involved with you. It's pretty tough to be a one-man rifle squad. It's a team, ladies and gentlemen. Number six, and I am bad at this, but anybody, every single piece of food that you can grow is a revolutionary act against others. When you start to think about it, I am anti-Monsanto. I am so anti-Monsanto. I would, if I had the power, I would crash that corporation to the ground. I would completely destroy them because I know what they made. Ladies and gentlemen, they made Agent Orange. And now they are supporting GMO'd vegetables that are not the same as what they grow out there in Benson and out there in Wilcox. They are ruining our food supply. Grow your own food, you are being a revolutionary kind of person. I'm being very careful with my words right there. Number seven, we talk about this all the time. Take control of your health. Start, again, small steps, guys. Good food. Cook your own. As the doctor told me a long time ago, we're going 13 years right now. If it comes out of a window and goes into a window, don't eat it. If you hand it to a kid, give him a Marlboro Red and throw the food out the window. Be doing him better. Number eight, I talked about this. Refuse to comply. If you know your natural rights, which are guaranteed under the Constitution and the Holy Bible, and just natural law, which we've read about, we know about natural law, it makes it a lot more difficult for these quote-unquote authorities to bully you. You don't have to let them search your car. You don't have to let them search your house without a warrant. Voluntarily complying led to 6 million deaths less than 70 years ago. Number nine, don't overlook the little things. And again, how long am I going to be worried about this $32 tax? Forever. Are they going to repeal it? In my opinion, no. They had their chance. Platitudes, 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 platitudes. We need their money, we need their money, we need their money. We're a bunch of right-wing and left-wing commies up there, and all we can figure out is every single week we wake up, we want to steal more money from the compliant citizens of the state. Are they going to get voted out in the next election? I can pray for it, but I don't know. Number 10, embrace your right to keep and bear arms, ladies and gentlemen. And again, be well-regulated in keeping and bearing those arms. Because keeping and bearing arms is a huge responsibility. It's a massive responsibility. Being responsible for your own safety and security goes right back to the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. This precious gift from God is yours, yours to protect. If you live where I live and your door comes off the hinges and you think a cell phone is your friend, you're going to be dead pretty quick. Cowboy Dave, how have you been, young man?
Hey, how you doing, Sean? I got a comment for you.
Go ahead, sir.
You know, he's an old guy out here at the ranch. He's an old-timer. He's always telling us diapers and politicians need to be changed often.
Oh.
You're right. He's a wise man.
He is.
But on your list.
He is brilliant.
Yeah. Your list, you got to include bullion cubes and beef chicken. Those things are a godsend. I mean,
excellent.
When I was in the military, I used to keep a couple in my ammo pouch down at the bottom in a little waterproof bag, you know, and you could smash them up. And then if you had the capability of heating water, you can have a little chicken soup.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
But yeah. And then peanut butter. Peanut butter is the number one staple.
Anybody that's seen my house, I have kind of a prepper trailer. That was when back in the day. I mean, this is way back. I'm going back to like the 80s or something. But they put Fry's put peanut butter on sale one day for 99 cents. Called that loss later, you know. Oh
yeah.
Man, I had 7 cases. I keep a jar in my truck. I keep jars of that everywhere. That is kind of, I live on it. Kind of.
I saw this commercial on YouTube. It's like a coming attraction of a movie. It's called The Tomorrow Man. Google that and watch it. I mean, it's supposed to come out to the theaters sometime in May, but it's this guy's a prepper, and he meets this older lady, and I guess she's a widow. But it seems like it's going to be a good movie. But then he has a heart attack or something, and I said, man, you know, that's what normally happens. I've had a couple buddies of mine that big time preppers and good conservatives and constitutionalists, and they just peeled over one day. I said, oh man, you son of a biscuit eater.
Yeah.
What'd you do that for?
Oh, well, we got one in our life too. We got a friend of a good friend of mine. It was the same way. He's kind of, I guess, I mean, some people call me crazy, right? And he was one of those guys that kind of was on my side of this thing and unfortunately passed away way early at 54 years old. And and I'm 53 right now, you know. I think I'm 53. I don't. Danny's probably going to correct me. I don't even know how old I am. How about that?
That's a good list, man. Keep it up, man. I enjoy you bringing up the savings. The Wednesday is when the sales come out.
Yep.
You know, and for seniors, you know, the first Wednesday of the month.
You can save more money.
Yeah, 10%.
Yep, you save
then,
more money.
This last Monday or last week, Safeway, Albertsons, they were given 10% off the veterans.
I saw it. Yeah, they had Military Appreciation Day was on Wednesday. Yeah, so you could have been down there.
Yeah.
You could have been buying that top round down there for $1.80 a pound if you were in a military or retired military. $1.80 a pound. You can't even buy hamburger, guys.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's but I was in there Wednesday. I got a few supplies on my way home but my freezer is kind of full right now.
Oh, I think me and you are living the same kind of lifestyle, Dave. I open my freezer. I have to make sure I have shoes on because I have one of the deep freezers, you know, and I got like some of the pork loins in there. So when I open it, the pork loin would come out and probably break my toe, right? So I'm real careful when I open the freezer. I kind of have to take a side stance to it, like I'm, you know, breaking into a door or something like that.
Yeah.
Keeping it
full,
man.
You got to always remember about your pets. You know, I got horses, so I'm always stocking up for grain and feed for my horses. And you make sure you got extra water and stuff, because if the grid ever went down, there's no water. My horses mean more. They eat better than I do. They, you know, the vets are out there every quarter.
That's my dog.
You know, so I mean, your dogs. I mean, if you got dogs, you got to make sure you got plenty of food for them and water. And you know, if you got the capability, go buy yourself a 500-gallon water tank and keep it. Keep it, you know, in your garage or, you know, in your back under, you know, make sure you get the black one.
Yeah.
Doesn't, you know, the white ones build algae.
Yep.
You know,
that's what I got. I got a 600 gallon at my house.
Yeah. Stock up on some bleach. I mean, a little bit of bleach stored in there and that'll disinfect it. And then you can always boil it before you drink it. But water is there's an old saying out here in the West, you know, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting.
That's right. Water is life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm running right up to the end, Dave. Hey, great commentary. I like it when people are actually starting to realize it's the 40 days and 40 nights, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get through it. We got to get through it alive, and we got to get through it healthy, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week on Brush Fires of Freedom. Please stay tuned. Maurice is going to be in 5 minutes and, I don't know, 49 seconds. After that, Jeff Prather with Prather Point. All of them friends of the show. Don't hit, don't steal. Be the change you believe in every single day you walk out there, ladies and gentlemen. God bless y'all. We'll see you next week.